Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price in. Tuesday, kind of an iffy weather day today. Some areas seeing some pop-up showers. Austin will be on top of this in less than 5 minutes on News Radio 92.3 with the latest weather update for us. It has been a very interesting day today. Three things you need to know this hour. First of all, the Escambia County Tourist Development Council has approved a $25 million allocation. This is for upgrades to the John R. Jones Complex on East 9 Mile Road. Escambia commissioners are focused on developing a sports tourism platform. They must now give final funding approval, as the dollar figures could absolutely change. Second, we're following. Additional funds are needed to help finance an expansion of the passenger terminal at Pensacola International. Thursday, City Council members will vote on a series of resolutions that will initiate bonding up to $100 million. This will help pay for a 50,000-square-foot expansion project. The bonds will be financed with airport revenues. The growth in travel has really outpaced the capacity of the present terminal facilities, and expanding them has become a major priority for the city. And now, the third item we're following today, the Senate Ethics and Elections Committee held confirmation hearings today for several appointees to the UWF and PSC Boards of Trustees. One person that was scheduled to appear was Dr. Joel Rudman, following another committee hearing where he was pressed about online commitments. He went on to say Senator Don Gates chairs that committee. He said he was looking forward to asking Rudman to reveal the names and evidence, as he had FDLE officers on hand to begin investigations. He says Rudman resigned from the PSC board with a text message just before the weekend, and he has now left the country.
My goodness. All righty.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, the chief of the Environmental Protection Agency is vowing to quickly address a long-running problem here, and it's a real mess on the West Coast. Raw sewage entering the U.S. from Mexico. Christian Goodwin has more on the story.
EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin says he met with Mexican counterparts to come up with a comprehensive plan to quickly put an end to the Tijuana River sewage crisis.
We spoke about sending EPA employees instantly down to the San Antonio de los Buenos site to allow us in the United States to confirm operations.
Stressing Mexico must do its part to clean up the contamination, but adding counterparts want a close collaborative relationship with the U.S. to get the job done.
We are all out of patience.
Zeldin joined by Republican and Democratic lawmakers visiting the South Bay International Wastewater Treatment Plant near the U.S.-Mexico border. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3. President Trump meeting with several retail CEOs at the White House today to talk about tariffs and the impact on the economy. Grady Trimble has more from the White House.
These companies say they met with President Trump in order to share their insights and start a dialogue on trade, but it's also possible they were seeking exemptions from President Trump's tariffs. You'll remember last week, the U.S. excluded smartphones, computers, and other electronics from the 145% tariffs on goods from China. That reportedly came after Apple CEO Tim Cook called the White House. So Walmart, Target, and Home Depot are also likely advocating for their businesses and consumers' interests. Neither they nor the White House confirmed those details, but the companies called the meeting productive.
Okay, 4:15, News Radio 92.3, and Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Thank you, Chris. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Looking at the roads here, we're having some typical backups on I-10. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Also have some on North Davis Highway. This is going to be if you're traveling southbound towards Olive Road. Last major spots looking like a little bit of issues on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 78 degrees. Going to be a low of 68 tonight with some patchy fog in the areas. Tomorrow, maybe a slight chance of rain for a moment there, but not much. The high is going to be 81 and the low 66.
Okay, 4:17. News Radio 92.3. Cloudy, 80 degrees on the Bayou Tihar right there at the bridge, the Cervantes Bridge. News Radio 92.3. Now we'll take a look at a couple of our national stories today. Harvard University launching their own legal battle against the White House. Eric Shawn's in, has a report.
Harvard is hitting back, suing the Trump administration, charging its billions of dollars in threatened cuts are illegal. You know, the university says more than $2 billion proposed funding freeze will impose improper control over the school. And they say shut down critical health research. The White House accuses Harvard and other universities of violating student civil rights by not doing enough to combat anti-Semitism and permitting those pro-Palestinian protests that occurred on campus. Well, in an open letter, Harvard President Alan Garber wrote, quote, "The consequences of the government's overreach will be severe and longstanding."
And the White House denying a report that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is on his way out. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says that Hegseth is doing a tremendous job and President Trump stands behind him. NPR had reported that the Trump administration was looking into finding a new defense secretary after reports that Hegseth had shared detailed military plans in two different group chats in the Signal app.
Okay, News Radio 92.3, there is a new report out this afternoon on anti-Semitism in the country. Lillian Wu has got the facts on this one.
A nonprofit organization founded to combat anti-Semitism and bigotry says the number of anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S. reached a record high last year, the bulk of them Israel-related. The Anti-Defamation League, which has produced annual tallies for 46 years, says it's the first time Israel-related incidents, 5,422 of them, comprised more than half the total. A key reason is the widespread opposition to Israel's military response in Gaza after the Hamas attack on Israel in 2023. The findings adding to the debate over the extent to which vehement criticism of Israeli policies and of Zionism should be considered anti-Semitic. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And President Trump's tariffs are the reason the International Monetary Fund is lowering the U.S. economic growth forecast. The IMF's growth projections are now at 1.8%. That's down nearly 1% from its January forecast. The IMF didn't say the U.S. is headed for a recession, but also didn't rule it out.
Okay, the Secretary of Defense addressing the latest allegations that he shared sensitive military information on a Signal group. Yes, it's more on Mr. Hegseth this afternoon, and Ryan Schmeltz has the latest.
In an exclusive interview with Fox and Friends, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says no one's texting war plans after the New York Times reported Hegseth shared details about a March airstrike in Yemen in a second Signal group chat that included his wife, brother, and lawyer.
What was shared over Signal then and now, however you characterize it, was informal, unclassified coordinations for media coordination and other things. That's what I've said from the beginning.
Hegseth also says the Pentagon is investigating potential leaks from staff. Some are criticizing the secretary. Nebraska Republican Congressman Don Bacon says Hegseth should take responsibility and instead keeps digging a hole. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Okay, 419 News Radio 92.3, traffic and the 7-day forecast. Austin Price is in with a look at a great forecast coming up.
Yeah, we don't have much going on the roads here. Do have our usual backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Those are your worst looking spots right now, but they're to be expected this time every afternoon. And we talked earlier about how tonight we're going to have some patchy fog in the area and maybe some slight thunderstorm chances on your Wednesday tomorrow. But after that, the rain chances are supposed to be gone. Looking ahead all the way off to the weekend, we don't have much going on, and we do have highs in the low 80s. So it's going to be warm, going to be sunny, going to be some beautiful weather over the course of this next week. Also, want to let you know just before we go to break here, in just about 10 minutes, at around 427, 428-ish, we'll be giving away a pair of tickets to the Dixon Dub. We did that yesterday. It's a lip-syncing event at the Dixon School of Arts and Sciences. What you can do to win those tickets coming up in just a couple minutes. Stay tuned right here on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. It was another opportunity to celebrate Days of Our Milton, the ongoing melodrama theater in the city council, including would Anthony Sabatini become the next attorney for the city, and how an interview with some local radio host winds up becoming a definitive element of the Milton City Council discussion of wastewater treatment plants. We talk with Sheriff Chip Simmons, of course, and defending property against unopened rights of way on dead-end streets. Listen to the conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Kristen Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
424 News Radio 92.3. We're watching the money today. Hillary Barsky has the numbers along with the market results.
Stocks ending sharply higher and erasing most of Monday's sell-off on trade optimism and as investors digest a new batch of earnings reports. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said today that he expects U.S. and China to begin de-escalating their trade hostilities in the very near future, according to Barron's. All 11 of the S&P 500 sectors finishing higher, with financials and tech leading the charge. Bitcoin rose above $90,000 for the first time since March. All of the Dow 30 members ending in the green today. today, the biggest winners, Goldman Sachs, 3M, and Travelers. The Dow rising 1,017 points, the Nasdaq higher by 430, S&P 500 up 130. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Okay, Austin Price, back in here on News Radio 92.3. He's got a look at the weather and local traffic together today.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Absolutely. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, still got some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. And we've got some developing on Nine Mile Road. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound towards Kimstrand Road, so be on the lookout for that. Last major spot, do have some issues developing on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard in the Tiger Point area. As for the weather, it's around 78 degrees right now, low of 60. 68 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 81, low of 66.
News Radio 92.3, 426. The Department of Education moving to end President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan. Jerry Willis has more on the story.
The Department of Education announcing it will start collections on federal student loans in default on May 5th. That's barely 2 weeks from today. And it will impact millions of former students, many of whom didn't even graduate. It is the first time since March 2020 that the department has collected on loans. The debt now at $1.6 trillion owed by 42.7 million borrowers, 5 million of whom haven't made a monthly payment in more than 360 days. Now, to collect, the federal government is expected to move 1.8 million into repayment plans. For those folks who still fail to pay, the government will garnish wages and tax refunds. It could get ugly.
Well, it could get ugly, and we really
indeed
do,
it can.
Do understand that. Big situation down at Orlando International. I don't know if you've really been keeping up with this. An engine on a Delta Airlines flight caught fire on Monday. Our good friend Hannah McKenzie from Fox 35 down in Orlando reports from the Orlando International Airport this afternoon.
The flight was heading to Atlanta with 282 passengers, but didn't make it off the tarmac. Channing Wells was on board with her mother and son. Wells says only one of the available emergency slides was operational. Wells and others forced to wait for boarding stairs to be brought to the plane. But some passengers, she says, didn't stick around.
Everyone was not getting off the plane fast enough. There were several who jumped off.
According to the Orlando International Airport, three people were taken to the hospital with minor injuries. No word on how those injuries were sustained.
And keeping with the Floridian theme here, actually, Florida Gulf Coast University agreeing with ICE to allow campus police to enforce immigration laws. FGCU joined several other universities that have signed the agreement, including the University of Florida. The arrangement allows the university's chief of police to nominate candidates for training and certification. The agreement is in effect until either party decides to terminate it.
News Radio 92.3, could Florida legalize shooting at drones? Very interesting here. Fox's Eben Brown has more.
Florida lawmakers are debating a bill that could get some gun owners in hot water if they react poorly by shooting at drones flying over their home. Even though the bill is designed to give them some permission in some cases, the lawmakers in the Florida Senate would give homeowners the power to shoot down a drone infringing on their right to privacy at home using reasonable force. But the bill doesn't detail what exactly it would mean for a drone flying overhead being too invasive or what reasonable force in these scenarios would look like. Regardless, it is a violation of federal law to shoot at aircraft, and drones would qualify. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And there were seven employees from a Florida-based pawn shop being arrested in relation to an organized retail crime ring. The group of seven joins two other previously arrested employees in the case. Officials say a racketeering operation cost millions of dollars to national retailers over several years. Items stolen included over-the-counter medications and health and beauty products, among others. The products were then sold on online platforms.
429 News Radio 92.3. Here's one of the top stories that we're following this hour. A Florida woman is charged with posing as an ICE agent to kidnap her former boyfriend's wife. Ugh. Gary Baumgarten has the story.
Bay County Sheriff's deputies say the former girlfriend went to the wife's workplace wearing a shirt with ICE emblazoned on it and ordered the victim, who is in the process of becoming a legal U.S. resident, to go with her. 52-year-old LaTrance Battle is charged with kidnapping and impersonating an ICE officer. They say the victim eventually escaped from the apartment she was taken to. Deputies later identified their suspect and arrested her. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And Florida U.S. Senator Ashley Moody back in Florida during recess. She went on to an Orange Growers Co-op in Lake Wales to make the case for easing regulations on citrus growers. Moody says they've suffered heavy crop losses from hurricanes and citrus greening. She and fellow U.S. Senator Rick Scott backing a bill to lower the required sugar level for non-concentrate orange juice from 10.5% to 10%.
All right, City of Pensacola could potentially take ownership of the old Baptist Hospital campus on June 1st. Baptist Hospital will contribute $5.9 million to the demolition. $2.9 million of that is coming from Paces Preservation Partners. They're building two affordable housing developments on that property, by the way. The Pensacola City Council will vote on the agreement Thursday at its upcoming meeting.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. The Vatican is moving forward with funeral plans for Pope Francis. Fox's Alex Hogan.
As cardinals arrive from around the world, the first meeting took place with 60 of them present for that decision to set the funeral time and date for Saturday, 10 a.m. local, 4 p.m. Eastern. Starting tomorrow morning, the Pope will lay in state at St. Peter's Basilica for the faithful to pay their respects and to say goodbye until Saturday's service.
President Trump will attend Francis's funeral. He died Monday at 88 years old. Wall Street erasing much of Monday's sell-off on trade optimism. Fox's Hillary Barsky.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said today that he expects U.S. and China to begin de-escalating their trade hostilities in the very near future, according to Barron's.
The Dow adding 1,017 points, the Nasdaq gaining 430, the S&P jumping 130. America's listening to Fox News.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.434 News Radio 92.3. I'm Chris Bryan, and let's take a look at the sports this afternoon.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
All righty. We do actually have a pretty diverse slate of stuff here, starting with this one because this is a pretty hard-hitting story. Texas attorney Tony Busby being accused of trying to shake down former NFL star Shannon Sharpe. The Pro Football Hall of Famer pushing back on claims that he sexually assaulted a woman named Gabriella Zuniga, whom he met online. He says that Busby, who practices in Houston, is working with the woman to blackmail him. If the name sounds familiar, it's because Tony Busby is also representing a number of alleged victims in lawsuits against Sean Diddy Combs.
Okay, Jared Max is in this afternoon. Has the latest Fox Sports update for us.
Fox Sports update.
Three
3-point game. Here come the Nuggets.
Think about taking a foul here.
Brown passes up a three. Now he fires. Missed it badly. Jokic with a rebound. Clock ticks to two. Jokic, no. And that is it. And the LA Clippers hang on in a thriller.
On TNT, the Los Angeles Clippers evened the Denver Nuggets at one game apiece in their best of seven first round playoff series. The final score last night, 105-102 Clippers. Game one went to overtime. This nearly did as well. Kawhi Leonard led the way for the Clips. Two-time NBA Finals MVP scored 39 points last night in Denver. The Nuggets got a triple-double in defeat from Nikola Jokic. 26 points, 12 rebounds, 10 assists. Series is even at one. Heading to Los Angeles for game three Thursday.
Brunson gets it in, caught by Towns. Brunson will fire, and that's it. The Pistons end the longest losing streak in NBA playoff history. They win their first postseason game since 2008.
Since game four of the 2008 Eastern Conference Finals. On TNT, the Pistons beat the Knicks at Madison Square Garden, 100-94. Detroit snapped a 15-game losing streak in the playoffs with its first postseason win in 17 years. Cade Cunningham led Detroit with 33 points and 12 rebounds. Game three, Thursday in Detroit. Stanley Cup playoffs, the NHL's new all-time leading goal scorer, Alex Ovechkin, scored the game winner in overtime for the Capitals last night, who beat the Canadiens in game one, 3-2. Ovechkin scored the first goal of the game for the Caps and also assisted on the team's second score. NHL best Winnipeg up 2-0 on St. Louis after a 2-1 victory last night. The Stars beat the Avalanche in overtime 4-3 on a goal by Colin Blackwell. Series tied 1-1 going to Denver. High score in game one in Los Angeles. The Kings outlasted the Oilers 6-5. LA led this game 4-0. It's game on with the Fox Sports app. Available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
All right, and we had been advertising this earlier this hour. We're giving away a pair of tickets to the Dixon Dub. That is taking place at the Dixon School of Arts and Sciences. This is going to be on May 2nd at 6 p.m. You can get this pair of tickets to a fun event featuring teams competing in a lip sync and vocal battle to raise funds for the school. All you have to do to win these tickets is be the first to text in to 850-437-1620. Again, that is 850-437-1620. Text in the favorite song that you like to lip sync to or sing along to in the shower, in the car, or whatever. First person to do that at 850-437-1620 gets those tickets. And also, we're going to send it off to CBS for their Sports Minute.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook that knows how to treat you right. Please gamble responsibly. It's not a matter of if Brock Purdy is going to get paid this offseason, but when. And I think Brock Purdy will make at least $50 million a year on his new contract. And that's a lot of money for a quarterback who I can't say is top 10 in the league right now, but that's also the going rate for QBs in line to get new deals. And once Brock Purdy gets that new contract, it's up to him to show that he's actually worth it, and that's when the real fun starts. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, baseball fans? It's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an Odds Boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your Odds Boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout. No matter the showdown, BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements, rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
439 News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you today. Partly cloudy. Close to 80 in the upper 70s this afternoon. Not a bad afternoon. A pretty good amount of humidity out there. So that will kind of mess up your hair day. Three things you need to know this hour. First of all, the Santa Rosa Island Authority plans to add 1.8 trillion cubic yards of sand to the Pensacola Beach coastline. The affected area is on an 8-mile stretch of Pensacola Beach from Park East to Park West. This will begin around November 1st. Officials estimate the project will cost about $36 million. The SRI plans to award a contract this month,
where they will choose between four bidding contractors. The beach renourishment project will be finalized by Memorial Day next year. Number two, Representative Alex Andrade says there is evidence that Florida's Attorney General James Uthmeyer, an attorney for the Hope Florida Foundation, committed money laundering and fraud. The situation stems from a state Medicaid settlement where at least $10 million was diverted away from the state's general revenue fund and into a nonprofit led by First Lady Casey DeSantis. Andrade says he's now trying to figure out who else might be involved. And Ascend Performance Materials on Monday filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection if approved. The move allows the company to reorganize its finances without the threat of creditors' lawsuits. The Pensacola Ascend plant will continue to operate as usual during the process. It aims to complete the process in approximately 6 months. Well, live with News Radio 92.3, I'm Chris Bryan, Austin Price, and I'm going to take a look at some other stories this afternoon.
Absolutely. Starting with sweeping changes to the State Department being announced by Secretary Marco Rubio. In a statement Tuesday, Rubio said that the sprawling bureaucracy created a system more beholden to radical political ideology than advancing America's core national interests. He added that redundant offices will be removed and non-statutory programs that are misaligned with America's core national interests will cease to exist. And lastly, he says, we will drain the bloated bureaucratic swamp. He said the reorganization will bring the department into the 21st century.
All right, News Radio 92.3, the Vatican revealing the funeral date now for Pope Francis this week. Fox's Alex Hogan reporting from Vatican City.
As cardinals arrive from around the world, the first meeting took place with 60 of them present for that decision to set the funeral time and date for Saturday, 10 a.m. local, 4 p.m. Eastern. Starting tomorrow morning, the Pope will lay in state at St. Peter's Basilica for the faithful to pay their respects and to say goodbye until Saturday's service. The Vatican announced last night that Pope Francis suffered a stroke, he went into a coma, and he died of heart failure. He was 88 years old. His death triggered the long series of events that will play out over the coming days and weeks to come to select a new pope and, of course, to honor the late pontiff.
And we're getting some local reaction to the death of Pope Francis yesterday.
It did change the way that we minister to others, asking us to be more humble, asking us to work for peace, reminding us to care for creation, reminding us to pay attention to those on the margins, especially the poor and those in war-torn areas.
That's local Bishop William Wack. Parishioners gathered at the Basilica of St. Michael's yesterday in downtown Pensacola. The church now enters a mourning period as Pope Francis is laid to rest. A conclave will determine the next pope within the next few weeks.
And at least two dozen people dying after militants opened fire on civilians in India. That was according to the New York Times, which cited local media outlets. It happened in the region of Kashmir and is said to be the worst assault against civilians in years. The number of those injured in the attack are unknown, but in a Truth Social post, President Trump said that the U.S. stands with India against terrorism.
Okay, this is interesting. Federal agents are using marks like tattoos and clothing to crack down on alleged migrant gang members. Nate Foy has more from New York City.
Whether it's MS-13, Tren de Aragua, or another violent gang, authorities say the warning signs are often hiding in plain sight or sometimes not even hiding at all. This can be the clothes that somebody wears or the tattoos on their skin. Federal investigators say clothing can also be a key indicator. Certain colors, numbers, and logos are tied to specific gangs. But physical markers are just part of a much larger puzzle.
You arrest a gang member, for example.
Former DEA agent David Katz says wiretaps intercepted messages, even body language during police encounters are part of intelligence gathering.
No, you're good. And Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer planning to call for a vote next week on tariffs issued by President Trump. Schumer made the announcement during a visit to Albany yesterday and believes there might be enough Republican support to pass a resolution in the Senate. This resolution would reverse the 10% tariffs on goods that are imported by the United States.
News Radio 92.3 getting all excited about this story here. Now our top health story affecting you today.
The key to living a long life is to eat a lot of meat when you're young and then transition to vegetables as you age. That's according to a study by researchers at the University of Sydney in Australia. Analysts looked at food supply and demographic data from over 100 countries between 1961 and 2018, taking into account factors like population size and national wealth. They found that young children live longer when animal protein makes up a large portion of their diet. That's because meat contains essential amino acids and nutrients like iron and zinc, which are easily absorbed, but adults over 60 benefit more from plant-based proteins like peas, tofu, and chickpeas. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos. Fox News.
Okay, 445, News Radio 92.3. Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together. What's going on?
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
I'm so glad you asked. There's actually a couple things going on. For starters, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. And also, looking at the roads here, do have some backup still on Navarre Parkway. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach heading towards Highway 87. Same could be said about Highway 90 traveling eastbound. This is going to be if you're passing Avalon Boulevard. And last but not least, still got some issues on Pine Forest Road. That's if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for the weather, it's going to be 78 degrees right now, low of 68 tonight with patchy fog in the area. Tomorrow, high of 81 of 66.
All right, 446 on News Radio 92.3. Austin is following that weather farce and getting very interesting now. A little bit of a pop-up showers earlier this today, but it's clearing up pretty nicely, isn't it?
Yeah. It's looking pretty good. And once we get through some low percentages tomorrow, we should have a beautiful next several days.
All right, that sounds good. 446 News Radio 92.3. We're watching your money this afternoon.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Tesla is reporting a miss on the top and bottom lines in its first quarter earnings report today. The company says automotive revenue fell 20% year over year. Total revenue slid 9% from $21.3 billion a year prior, according to CNBC. Net income fell 71% down to $409 million. Instagram today launching its standalone Edits video creation app that offers a similar experience to what's available on TikTok. That new app allows creators to organize project ideas and shoot and edit their videos. Lockheed Martin reported a higher first quarter profit today, the company posting earnings per share of $7.28, outlasting Wall Street expectations by nearly a dollar. On Wall Street, stocks were higher, the three major averages gaining anywhere from 2.5% to 2.7%. Crude oil futures for May sit above $64 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
You know what? Speaking of these dollar signs here, the Department of Education will resume collecting defaulted student loan debt. The department announced collections will begin on May 5th, and borrowers could be referred to debt collectors or have money deducted from their paychecks. Student loan repayment requirements were paused all the way back in March 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Biden administration opted not to resume collections and attempted to forgive student loan debt in a program that was ultimately struck down by the Supreme Court.
448 News Radio 92.3. President Trump and Republicans are considering raising taxes on millionaires for his low and middle income tax cuts. An estimate from the budget lab at Yale finding that raising the millionaire's tax bracket to 40% would generate $4 to $20 billion over 10 years.
There's a lot of work ahead. This is all going to be negotiated in the coming weeks and months. But, you know, I certainly think the broad objective here is to make permanent the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act while addressing some of the key provisions as outlined by the administration.
And Instagram launching a standalone video creation app. We've been hearing a lot about them recently. Edits allows users to shoot and edit video using features like background replacement and automatic captioning. Instagram had announced edits back in January. Edits features are similar to TikTok's sister app CapCut. TikTok's future in the U.S. remains uncertain as its parent company ByteDance faces a mid-June deadline to sell the app or have it banned in the country.
Okay, here's your mortgage rates for the afternoon. Slightly higher today, just below the 7% mark. Just below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.98%. The average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.33%. And Google executives are back in court for day two of the Department of Justice's antitrust trial against the company. Madison Allworth has more from Washington.
So Google was accused of having a monopoly in online search because they paid web browsers and phone manufacturers to be the default browser. Now, DOJ says they're doing the same thing with Gemini, their AI platform. Google has a deal with Samsung where the app is preloaded on any phone. Google pays them money, and as a result, there's a profit share. The DOJ essentially says, see, they're doing it again. And if we don't provide a remedy here, there's nothing to stop Google from continuing to act as monopoly. Google says they're not a monopoly. They don't have the same dominance in search because artificial intelligence has brought so many new competitors to the space, like OpenAI with ChatGPT.
And a federal jury says the New York Times is not liable for defaming former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. The jury ruled against Palin's claims on Tuesday that the outlet defamed her in a gun violence editorial. The verdict was the same as one a jury reached in 2022 during the case's first trial. The second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ordered the new trial last year after it found a judge in the first one acted improperly when he said he was planning to dismiss the case during deliberations.
Okay, partly cloudy, temps in the upper 70s this afternoon. Hope you're having a great day. Global Economic Group says the U.S. and global economy will see slower growth if trade wars continue. Jenny Casola has the report.
The International Monetary Fund is lowering expectations for global growth this year from 3.3% down to 2.8%, citing the impact of tariffs. And it says U.S. growth will slow to 1.8%. down from its estimate of 2.7 made in January. Mexico is expected to see the largest impact of tariffs, with its economy expected to contract by 0.3% this year. The IMF lowered expectations for China's economy from 4.6% growth to 4%. The forecasts are based on tariffs announced through April 2nd, which were paused for 90 days. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
4:50 here on News Radio 92.3. A look into a healthier you, only minutes away, coming up in just a couple minutes. Again, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
It will be a beautiful day in the neighborhood on Saturday, April 26th, when WSRE hosts Be My Neighbor Day. Bring the kids from 10 to 2 to the WSRE Amos studio, where they'll meet Daniel Tiger and enjoy free family fun focused on early learning, health, and safety, and the neighborly values of Mr. Rogers. Visit WSRE.org/events to learn more. Sponsored in part by the Florida Prepaid College Board, State Farm, Covering Florida, and the Lastinger Center for Learning at the University of Florida.
My grades were bad. I would like get D's and C's.
I appeared to be doing good at my school life, but if you would see me at home, it would have been a completely different story.
I mean, it was just rough focusing on school when your mother is somebody you have to take care of.
It got worse and worse and worse throughout the years.
There are students who need somebody.
They can trust someone, and it could be the first person they've ever trusted in their life.
Communities and Schools is lowering America's dropout rate by helping more than 1.3 million kids every year get whatever they need to succeed in school.
If something was going on at home, we would go just stop by Ms. Liberty's office and talk to her.
Communities and Schools vouched for me when everyone else had lost hope.
You can help change the picture of education right here in your community and across the nation. Visit communitiesandschools.org.
I hear people say we can't save every kid, but I think that we can.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
Okay, 4:54, News Radio 92.3. It's really a nice day out there. Do appreciate you having us on here. I'm Chris Bryant, along with Austin Price. We are following the top stories affecting your life this afternoon. Getting a little healthier, are you? Or at least you want to?
Yeah,
Here's a story you can use.
HHS Secretary RFK Jr. and FDA Commissioner Dr. Marty McCarry will announce plans to phase out petroleum-based synthetic dyes in the U.S. food supply. Now, these dyes are used in brightly colored cereals, drinks, and candies, and the move will bring the U.S. closer in line with Europe, which has already banned or heavily restricted these dyes over health concerns. This follows the FDA's recent ban of red dye number 3 in food decades after it was banned in cosmetics due to potential cancer risks. Kennedy visited West Virginia last month after it became the first state to ban these dyes in all food and beverages.
Okay, heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price has a look at your weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3. What's going on?
Well, let's see. First of all, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, do have some backups developing still, well, I should say worsening, on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. That's backing you up to about I-10. Also have some issues not going away on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound passing through Windhaven Beach, and on Highway 90. That's if you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. As for the weather, 78 degrees, low of 68 tonight with some patchy fog, so be careful out there this evening. As for tomorrow, going to be some light chances of thunderstorms with a high of 81, low of 66. But after that, there should be no rain over the course of the next several days.
There you go. I saw a lot of zeros on that that prognostication board.
Yeah.
It looks like it's pretty good after tomorrow. 20% chance tomorrow. Is that what they're saying about 20% chance tomorrow?
Yeah. Actually, it's going to be 10 tonight, and then it's going to raise up to 20 on the early half of your Wednesday, and then after that,
then
we're done.
Zeros across the board for the next 5 to 7 days. Let's talk about some pop culture. Lighten up things in your life a little bit. The film industry seems to be leaving Hollywood. Max Gordon has more from La La Land.
According to Film LA, shoot days in the first quarter of 2025 are down 22% from a year ago, following a trend of declining shoot days over the past several years. While some of the decline is attributed to the Palisades and Eaton fires, Film LA says the loss of shoot days is primarily due to global production cutbacks and California's ongoing loss of work to other locations. Industry experts say California needs to cut regulations and increase incentives to lure productions back. In Los Angeles, Max Gordon, Fox Business.
And of course, you know, one of the main hip things that kids are using nowadays, one of them is Duolingo. We hear about several apps. This is one that kind of flies under the radar. It's bringing the game of chess to its learning app. The world's most popular learning app will contain lessons offering puzzles, mini matches, and other learning strategies. A spokesperson says its goal is to increase access to those who are novel to chess. An English iOS version will be released in May. So see, we typically hear about some of these apps around here that they're getting in trouble for this or that, but Duolingo is just saying, hey, you want to learn how to do some chess?
I just can't keep up with all those apps. It's kind of like passwords.
I don't care to keep up with chess. It's too complicated of a game for me.
You got it. Florida's Attorney General is taking legal action against social media platform Snapchat. Well, Dana Marie McNichol has the latest from Miami.
We heard from the Florida AG, who says that this lawsuit goes far beyond children accessing social media accounts because they say they have enough evidence that Snapchat is not doing enough to prevent predators and sexually explicit content from reaching our young children. Now, this lawsuit comes after Governor Ron DeSantis signed a law that requires social media platforms to ban kids younger than 14 from creating and using certain social media. Now, the law also specifies that if the child is 14 or 15, they need parental permission. Now, the Florida Attorney General said that Snapchat is in violation based on their dangerous practices that give predators opportunities to have undetected access to children.
Okay, the Supreme Court hearing arguments today in a case about whether parents can opt their children out of certain curricula on gender and sexuality. This all stems from a case in Montgomery County, Maryland, where parents say their kids are reading many books on various social issues. David Spunt has more from the Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court arguments lasted for about 2.5 hours. And this case is more about parents' rights than religious liberty. And those parents' rights activists, a.k.a. the parents here, believe they had a very good day in court. And they believe that the court will, in fact, rule in their favor. This all stems from books being read to students as young as 4, 5, and 6 in Montgomery County, Maryland. And parents used to be able to opt out of their children being read those books in school, but no longer. Many of the parents are suing, say it's not about hatred toward any particular group of people. They just don't believe their kids are ready for some of these topics. There originally was a way for parents to opt out, but the Montgomery County School Board withdrew that opt-out policy 2 years ago, citing high absenteeism.
Okay, 4:59, News Radio 92.3, three things that you need to know this afternoon.
Yeah.
We're following these things for you. Routine traffic stop Monday led to the arrest of 39-year-old Joseph Campbell of Century. Scabby deputies discovered illegal drugs while conducting a window tint violation. He was charged with possession of a controlled substance with the intent to distribute. 4 counts of possession of a controlled substance. A lot of guys in a lot of trouble.
Safe to say.
It sure is. Attorneys for Jeffrey Hutchinson's team has filed appeals at the Florida Supreme Court trying to halt his scheduled May 1st execution. That is, of course... He did a murder back in 1998. Killed his girlfriend and three children in Okaloosa County. Petition filed Monday at the Supreme Court argued it would violate the U.S. Constitution's Eighth Amendment ban. Mm. And the last story we're following, not the least, but it is the last this hour. Don't forget about bans on the Blackwater continuing. Friday, crosstown ban. Curtain rises at 7 over on the Blackwater River at Jernigan's Landing. All right, that's going to wrap it for this hour. Back in about 12 minutes on News Radio 92.3. Have a great afternoon, everybody.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.